10:35 the time. 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. Welcome to the extended edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. It's the midday show, and so delighted to have you here on a Friday. And I've been waiting for this conversation for some time. The show just started last night. The Laguna Beach High School Theater presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Started last night. It goes tonight, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock matinee. We welcome Will, Oliver, TJ, Lila, Hannah, Cassidy. Who am I missing here? I think that's it.
Everybody showed up.
Okay, so okay. And by the way, and TJ, did I not say TJ?
You did.
All right. Okay. And then choreographer Sabrina Harper with us as well. Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Delighted to have you here. So Cassidy, you're a regular here at the radio station. You do the Walking for Water show.
Yes.
Which I need to take this moment to say what a delightful job you do with that.
Thank you so much.
What a great job you do with Walking for Water.
Thank you.
But now you're here in a different capacity.
Yes.
Tell us about the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
So the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, or Spelling Bee for short, it's a very, very fun musical. It has, you know, a lot of upbeat, lighthearted, funny moments, but it also has some, you know, more serious, more touching moments. And I think that for me, it's very, very fun to do. It's very fun to be a part of. It's very fun. I hope to watch. And I think it's a great musical to come back from, because our last musical in person was 2019, which was my freshman year. And I'm now a senior.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun. And I think it has a lot of great lessons that we can all take from it.
All right. Give us one of the lessons that sticks with you.
I think that one of the lessons that sticks with me personally, and from that I've kind of learned from my character, was that it's, you know, you don't need, my character has these great expectations that she puts on herself. I play Logan Schwartz in Grubinair, who wants to be perfect and wants to win. And she, you kind of see her, like, what her reaction when, like, maybe everything, like, doesn't, you know, she doesn't win, and, like, you know, you kind of see her, like, crumble. So I think it's the lesson that I learned is, like, taking that expectation off is just going to make you happier.
Right.
I think maybe that's also a lesson that Hannah's learned from her character.
Right. A great life lesson, that is. My God, yes. So Hannah, who's your character?
Hi, I play Marcy Park in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And, yeah, my lesson is very similar to Cassie's character, in which my character has to portray her perfect self all the time, mostly because she wants to meet the expectations of her parents and her peers. And then she encounters a time when she has this opportunity and she makes the decision for herself instead of someone telling her to be perfect all the time. And she decides that she's going to do things for herself for the very first time. So she decides, well, actually, come see the show, because you'll see what she decides. She decides to do something very different for the first time.
In your own personal life, did you ever feel that weight of those expectations?
Of course, yeah. Because I come from a family of two very successful immigrants from Vietnam.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times those expectations are put upon my own shoulders.
Right.
And I have the pressure to make my parents proud. But also, I think growing up and becoming your own person, a big part of that is figuring out what you want to do and who you are.
Right.
And especially now when, you know, we're seniors going to college, figuring out what we're going to do with our lives.
Right.
It's a really important theme. It's just knowing who you are and what you want to do.
And let me stay on that for a second. When did that epiphany strike you? Was it before the play, clearly, or?
I think it's when I started going into the arts more.
Right.
It was a thing for me where I could really express myself and, you know, take another dive outside of academics and into the arts. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. I've made so many amazing connections.
Right.
Many talented actors are in our program.
Right.
Which you should go see the talented actors in our program at Laguna Beach High School.
And another show tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2. We'll keep beating this into them until it's just new to them. Oliver, what do you play? What role do you have?
My character is William Barfay. The big joke is that his name is kind of spelled like Barfy, so he's constantly called Barfy. He's very kind of serious and professional, and he's there to win. And I don't think it's because he has a bunch of expectations on him. He seems to just want to win and be right. able to, and he's good spelling, and it's pretty much it. But there's a conflict later in the show pertaining to his victory, which you gotta watch the show to understand.
Of course. By the way, they have shows tonight and tomorrow, 7 o'clock, not Sunday, 2 o'clock.
And next week, too.
Next week, too.
Yeah. And I know, yeah, okay.
Well. Yeah, watch the show. Give us money. Watch the show. Buy tickets. Come on. Theater, yeah.
Thanks for your honesty.
That's, I don't know. There's not really much else to say about my character.
Right. Is he a good, now, are you personally a good speller? Is everyone
no,
here, does it, can everyone
I'm
here spell?
Speller. Absolutely
no,
not.
No, I'm yeah.
I use
actually.
Spell check for like every sentence I write.
My biggest fear doing this show was that I would get up there and spell the word horribly wrong so everyone would know it was wrong.
Actually,
also,
I did that one time.
If you are a really good speller, just... Don't stand up and be like, oh, you totally spelled that one wrong, because we might spell a word wrong.
I feel yeah. like I got twice. I feel like I got the Shut long up. End of the stick there, because all of my words are very, very easy to spell.
Yeah.
That's Will, by the way. Will, tell us about your character.
Hi, my name is Will. I play Leif Coneybear in the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And Leif doesn't really have any, like, kind of a moral or a lesson to be learned, because he's really just there. He doesn't even know how he got there. He's just there to have fun. And he doesn't care whether he wins or whether he loses. He doesn't know how to spell things. He doesn't know what he's doing half the time. But he's having fun with it. And I think, well, okay, I've given myself a lesson here. I think there's something that can be gleaned from that. Because, just, like, no matter what you're doing, as long as you're having fun with it, it doesn't really matter whether you... know what you're doing or whether you have skill in what you're doing, because that will come, because the most important part is that you are having fun with what you're doing.
Exactly. That's story of my life here.
Moral of theater, even.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, no, I think of life.
That's TJ. Say that again, TJ.
I'd say, you know, the whole notion of, like, it only really matters if you're having fun. That's a huge sort of, like, I guess, statement in theater.
Right.
Because tons of people do it just for fun, and a lot of our cast are like first timers, have never been in a performance before.
Right.
But it's just an amazing experience for them to like get to, you know, act on stage, even if they're not like amazing, or if they like I don't know, if they have their own doubts, like as long as they're having fun, you right. know.
It is the answer. No kidding. Fun is the lubricant for everything. It really is,
absolutely.
Man. It makes
yes.
everything better. It really does. If you're having
the
fun.
We're on this earth.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you very much. And Lila?
Yes.
Okay, Lila, tell us about your role.
So I play Rona Lisa Peretti. She's the host of the Spelling Bee. And I don't have to spell, which is great, because I take French, so I add a lot of vowels to everything, which is great. But I do, so there are guest spellers. We have special guests, so sometimes alumni or faculty members. Last night we had Dr. Jason Allman, our lovely principal.
Right.
And they come up to spell a word, and I give a fact about them,
right.
and I just make it up. So, you know, that's fun. I do have to be careful with it because I am a junior, so I'm not graduating, so I can't say anything.
You can't burn a bridge on your way out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know if I think I've learned more lessons from the process of this show than my character. She's very
static.
Passionate about like what she does, which I do kind of relate to. I want to go into theater professionally, like as a career.
Right.
She's very into what she does, and she wants to make it really perfect. But obviously things happen.
Right.
Because there's a plot. So I've kind of learned that like you really can't control anything but yourself and what you do and what you make of your situation.
Now, who casted Sabrina, did you cast the play?
I did part of the casting process.
Okay.
Myself and Mr. Longden, the drama department director, and Miss Amanda Bastolfo, the music department. And we, the three of us, cast, I think, I'm trying to think how many kids showed up. We had quite
22
a...
22 total.
Now you are 22.
We had a lot. Yeah.
We had like over 30.
Yeah, I want to say even more. About
more people,
almost 30
up.
To 40 kids show up to audition.
Right.
And they sang a song. I taught them a at that moment we were casting the show, we weren't quite sure which show we would be doing.
Okay.
So I decided, what is the best choreography to do? Let's do the opening of a chorus line. So just very iconic choreography. Let's see what they've got. And they did it. They stepped up to the plate. They danced.
You want to talk about pushing someone out of a plane to see if they'll fly.
That's
pretty much what that is.
You got to toss a wide net just to like make sure that everybody knows, you know,
Let me tell you right now, I cannot fly.
Well, I'm curious about the singing aspect of it. So when you are casting and someone comes up and sings a song, and let's say they're not the greatest singer in the world, but you see that they might have some acting chops.
Yes.
Does one make up for the other?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. And the same thing goes for the dancing. We noticed, we wanted to focus on the strengths that the students brought in that day to the room.
Right.
So we've got some kids that are doing purely acting in this show. Brandon, who plays Panch.
Who is phenomenal, by the way.
That's a pure acting and speaking role. We have less dancing in this production than in the years in the past because of our strength of vocal and acting.
Excellent.
And just the play itself is more geared towards singing and acting and storytelling this time around. But for sure, 100%.
And all of you in front of me, is everyone comfortable singing? And were you all before this?
Uncomfortable.
I love singing.
This room right now, you have a full group of top singers.
All
right.
Have us sing something. We'll do it.
Hey, how about the opening number from Chorus Line?
I don't see
it. Well, I hope I get it. I hope I get this job.
Got it.
I really need this job.
He's got it.
Something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. That's pretty cool. Thank you.
It's been a while since I've seen Chorus Line.
Oliver, take some money out of petty cash. You deserve it, Benjamin, I swear. So, Lila, you mentioned you want to make a career out of this.
Yes.
All right. So, is this your first production, or have you been involved in other productions before?
I've been doing theater for about 4 years.
Okay.
I started in, seventh grade, which is a musical review at No Square Theater. And
That's some quick math. Yeah. The junior has to figure out from seventh grade to 11th what 4 years is. That's good.
I can't believe I'm in calculus.
That's awesome.
I should not be in that class. But yeah, so I just kind of started with that, and then I was like, wow, I really enjoy this. So I did an improv team. I think my first actual musical production was Spamalot at No Square Theater.
Oh, what a great production.
That was really fun. Yeah. I was the French guard and also the Killer Rabbit puppeteer. And I just kind of got really involved in No Square, and I was volunteering for shows. I volunteered for Avenue Q at 14, so maybe not greatest choice, but
you've got chops.
Yeah,
you've got chops, and you're building more chops as you move along. Congratulations,
and
best of luck on a great career.
Thank you.
And TJ, mm-hmm. How did you get involved in this? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi,
TJ.
Here, do you mind if I take this seat? My name is TJ, as previously stated. I've been doing theater since I was about 6 years old. Okay. I've been in all sorts of, smaller local plays. I started out at Center Stage Studio in Aliso Viejo.
Okay.
And I've been, sort of just going to local theaters and dance companies kind of around the area. I attended the Orange County School of the Arts for a couple years before transferring here. And this is my first ever show at LBHS.
This is a quality staff. This is a quality production we've got going here.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All right. In case you're just joining us, the Laguna Beach High School Theater is presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Started last night, but you can catch it tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And Sunday, they have a 2 o'clock matinee, not just this week, but next week as well. Thank you, Oliver, for that. And where can we get tickets?
You can go to lbhs.booktix.com to buy tickets. You can also buy them at the door. The box office opens an hour before every show. Multiple ways to get tickets. Yes, if you're buying them at the door, bring cash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. That's a good point to make.
It's like a football game, but better.
but it's far more entertaining.
I'd say. Yeah.
All right.
I think one thing I think that's really really special for this group is that it's the first show back singing in front of a live audience since the pandemic hit. So I think come and support the local artists, the local students that are in the drama department that have been holding back these last few years and finally get to, as I say, release that breath of air that they've been holding and get to sing again.
What a great point. So let me ask the cast right now. Last night, opening night, right? So right before the curtain goes up, what's that feeling like? What are you feeling right before the curtain went up?
I get tremors.
I mean, this isn't my first show, but every show I get, like, you know, I get into a bundle of nerves and I get, you know, anxious, but I don't think I've ever felt like my adrenaline or like my pre-show nerves go so high before. And like, I truly felt it. I was like, wow, okay, this is a lot of like energy and like nervousness that I have, but it was really good because I was like, this is the first musical I've done in person in 4 years, 3.5 years. So it was, you definitely kind of felt that like, this is a big moment for a lot of us. And like, it's finally here after all this time of Zoom and all, you know, all the, you know, hours of rehearsal. It's like, it was finally here. So you definitely felt that like extra kick walking on a stage.
I don't know why, but I didn't feel anything. I wasn't scared. I wasn't excited. I was just neutral. Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, it was like
sleep deprived.
Nothing.
I was texting my bookie to put some money on a horse.
There was one question in my mind before I went on stage. It was like, how many people are going to show up? You know? Like, are some of the friends I asked to go going to go? And then I went on stage like, oh, they're there. Okay, cool. That was pretty much that was the entire thought process
something
for me.
That I've found whenever I go on stage, especially because I happen to have a certain... I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but every single character that I have played in my life has been some degree of insane.
Okay.
So it's been the Mad Hatter, a murderer, a zombie butler, if you've ever seen The Addams Family... and a man who thinks he's Teddy Roosevelt.
Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
I'm out of the spelling bee. and so it's like, I don't know, I guess it's just kind of, I have always had a very overactive imagination, sometimes to a fault, sometimes not. And it's,
keep it forever.
Yes.
In this show, in this production, I am not me. All of the fear that I may have going onto the show, as soon as I step out onto this stage, I am not me. I am Leif Coney Bear. I have a cape. I have a plastic dinosaur, and I am here to rock your world. Let's go.
That is a real actor right there. That's a real actor right there.
Yeah, definitely. Once you get on stage, you really like transport into your role. Like I play Mitch Mahoney. He is a ex-convict turned comfort counselor.
Okay.
He comforts the eliminated spellers after they leave and sings a lovely ballad to them, gives them little juice boxes. He's a very cool guy.
That's cool. So we've got funny, we've got touching, and also contemplative as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what contemplative means, but like, it sounds right.
It sounds smart.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'll
spell it for me, please. No.
I'm not going for this.
But you mentioned off air, Cassidy, that it's also progressive.
Yes. I think that the more that I've kind of spent time with the show, the more that I've done it, and it kind of hit me last night when I was talking to my, I believe I was talking to my parents and my friends, and I was kind of like, holy moly, this show is really, really progressive, I think, particularly for my character. So my character's name is Logan Schwartz and Grubinair, and the reason that she has two last names is because she has two dads who have adopted her. Mm. And there is mention of her birth mother and the adoption process and, you know, how her dads and how she gets made fun of sometimes because of the fact that she has two dads. But it shows that familiar relationship in just a very kind of simple, normal way. It's not... like, it's not glamorized. Right. It's not like overdone of like, oh wow, this is so rare. She's just like, these are my dads and there's no problem. And it's just like, this is the way it is. And it's great. And I think that like, that's something that was like, I'm like, I think that's really special. It's really important to show where it's like, yeah, it's like, why can't this be more normal and not like, oh wow, this is such a big deal, when it's like in reality, it's like, it's normal. And these are what a lot of families look like across our nation. And I feel a little bit honored that I get to kind of be a part of showing that normalcy too, that I think of something that needs it.
Beautifully stated.
There's a speech similar to that in the show.
Yes, I do get to make one of the great things about Logan is that she is very politically active as a 7-year-old, which is very, very fun to do.
You know, I also think that our characters also reflect a part of our actual personalities too.
Yes, like, very much so.
I would like to say that I think this cast was casted very accurately.
Spot on, right?
Yeah.
Spot on. Yeah, yeah, good call. Yeah. And you know who benefits from that? The community that goes to see you benefits from that.
Yes, so come see us.
So come check out our show. We have dates today, tomorrow, the day after, next weekend as well.
Love her. Love her. It's the Laguna Beach High School Theater presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Started last night. You can catch it tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock and Sunday, the 2 o'clock matinee. The same thing happens next weekend. We're going to keep you in touch to all of this. All of you, Will, Oliver, TJ, Lila, Hannah, Cassidy. Did I miss anybody? Also, Sabrina. Thank you all so much for being here. And I also, really appreciate you being here.
Real quick to add to Cassidy's point, I think what's really special about the show is, although it's very progressive in its storytelling, there's quite a lot of raunchy humor, which I think...
Raunchy?
The devil, so, you say.
I know. Just a quick...
Mention that one rating. Song.
That one song.
Well, we had an original version of the song from the show that got
modified. It's modified. Yeah. It's a modified version.
Neutered. I like that. Yeah.
Quite literally.
That's accurate.
So yeah.
All right.
Stay home. Bring the older kids.
But I think that there's the good thing about our show is there's humor for everyone.
Yes.
There's humor that the little kids will get, and there's some humor that will simply go over their heads.
Right. Yeah.
And there's humor that adults and older kids will understand just because they've learned about it or they've had that life experience. But I think every age group finds something that's really funny about our show.
My dad is a very serious guy, and he just doesn't like to let loose, but he actually admitted that he enjoyed our show so much and he laughed throughout the entire thing.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool to hear.
There's quite a few moments where I kind of just have this neutral smile the whole show, since we're on stage the whole time, and it's pretty difficult sometimes to keep a straight face.
I have to say, for the rest of the cast, Lila makes it incredibly difficult to hold a straight face because of her little improv things for everybody that comes up.
Yeah, so last night I definitely broke and started laughing. Will sits next to me on the bleacher and he's like, yeah, I heard every single laugh that you did. Hopefully no one else did.
So the very best of luck with this and good luck tonight. I wish we could have gotten a song out of you guys, but next time you're in, I want a song. I want to hear these amazing voices that I've only heard about now.
Serenade everyone.
I guess the only way to do that is to actually show up. Buy a ticket and show up.
Yes.
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and then this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock. Thank you, everybody, for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.